Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And I can just be real blunt and tell you the truth. The Bible says you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. And they did what in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11?
Overcame.
And they did what?
Overcame.
And they did what?
Overcame.
And they overcame. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word. Somebody say, and the word. Of pastor's testimony. And they overcame by the word of the person sitting next to him in church. And they overcame him by the word, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. How many of you want to overcome?
Amen.
How many believe you're going to overcome?
Yes.
I'm going to let you know straight up. It said they overcame. Didn't say everybody overcame. Everybody's not going to overcome. I'm going to tell you that straight up. People think you just sit there. You know, you just sit there. You just get into certain things. You're going to win. If you go to school, you're going to get a good job. If you start college, you're going to graduate. Everybody that starts doesn't finish.
Amen.
Everybody's not going to get a piece of the pie, even though it's available. Amen? Everybody that goes to church doesn't get everything out of church they need to get out of church. You need to overcome, and there's certain things that individuals need to do. They have responsibility to how they're going to overcome. And I'm here to talk to the overcomer today.
Amen.
It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. These are the last days. Jesus is coming, and some stuff's about to bust wide open.
Amen.
You'll believe me sooner or later. And we need to start to talk about these last days. And some things are about to happen. Not things are about to happen. Things are happening. It's happening all around us.
Amen.
God's getting ready to come back. The rapture's about to take place. Could be any day. God's ready to get us out of here. He's ready to get us over to where we want to go. And you need to have a revelation on the inside of your heart. Because you know what? I'm going to rejoice. Because I say about 10 years from now, everybody's going to be a little bit different. Depending on where you are. Some of you might be on with God in glory. Amen. Some of you might be resting with him, waiting to come back again.
Amen.
But everybody's going to be on fire for something.
Amen.
God's desire is that the believer overcome. He came here because we were wounded, beat up, distressed. We had no hope, and we didn't have a chance. So he came to give us a chance. He came to put us back on top because the devil, I mean, we had let the devil take us under. You notice when things overcome us, nothing has the ability to overcome it other than what you give power to overcome you.
Amen.
What you feed is what will overcome you. Everybody seen Big Blob? You feed something, you're going to create a monster. Everybody say, you're going to create a monster there. And many people are overcome by monsters they created with their attitude, with the words of their own mouth. Amen. With their lifestyle. What are you talking about with the lifestyle? Lazy people go broke. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, that's the monster. Say, whatever you're overcome with, you gave it authority to overcome you. Even in the last day, you're going to find out that the spirit of the Antichrist is going to be running rampant. And he's going to be able to overcome a lot of people. Why? Because he will be given authority. Who's going to give him that authority? God will never give the devil authority.
Amen.
That authority will be given him of people. People give the devil authority over their life. God doesn't want the devil running you and racing you and working you over and doing all this other stuff. People give the devil authority in their life to do whatever he wants to do. Somebody say, what are you talking about? That's why he's got to get the church out of there. Somebody say, I'm talking about those sanctified saints, people that know who God created them to be, what God wants them to be, people that will never give the devil one place. Bible says, don't give the devil even a place. And there's some people that listen to God and obey what he said and say, I ain't going to give the devil nothing. Everybody say that. I'm not giving the devil anything.
Amen.
Yeah, you say it now, but he kick your butt all the way to lunch. Amen. First little attitude, first little thought to come. Oh, yeah, you were right. You know, when that rapture comes, he's coming to get people that won't get out of the way. Now, listen. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. If you're going to overcome, if you're going to win, if you're going to go to heaven and you're going to be victorious, you're going to be one of those victorious ones, one of those ones that are going to overcome, you're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to, first of all, receive the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, you're going to have to get a testimony and open your mouth about it.
Right.
You can tell what somebody is by what they say. But saints will overcome when we get to the point to where we're going to be strong in God and get our mouth open. They're not going to have to force us and beat us and go through a bunch of changes. And you got to have a great week to get a testimony out of you just to say God is good. Says this real quick in Romans chapter 12, verse 21. How many are ready to get over it? We need to sing that old Negro spiritual. I guess it was, wasn't it? We shall overcome. Everybody say it. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, if in my heart I do believe. Well, you got to have some faith with that belief, right? You didn't get out and go to school, you know, when them schools opened up, amen. You didn't go do it. You didn't go anywhere, amen. So they say, we can overcome. Be not overcome of evil. That's easy. Anything that's not good is evil. God came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. Amen. It's not God's will that any man perish, but every man would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and be saved. God wants you to win in every area of your life.
Amen.
You can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. When God made the, you know, when he created the earth, he looked at it and said, hey, it was good. Why was it good? The trees were green, glory to God. The water was running, unpolluted, amen. There was fruit everywhere. God looked at it and saw it was good. And God wants you to have some good things in your life too.
Amen.
But not only in this life, but also in the life to come. There's a higher life coming. And you can't manage this little bit down here. Well, he who that's faithful with little. I tell you what, this whole life we got down here, I don't care how much you got. It's little compared to what God wants to give you up there. So say, he that's faithful with the little will be faithful in much. And I believe that little, this little bit of life you have here on earth, if you're faithful with this little life here on earth, boy, you'll be one of those faithful ones in glory. Amen?
Amen.
It says, be not overcome of evil. Be not overcome. See, your attitudes overcome you. See, many people, attitudes are nothing but a little, like if you're driving a car, tell you how fast you're going or what's going on in your car, you know, whether you're running out of gas or not. You know, you drive your car and all of a sudden you get, some of you got those nice little cars, you know, you got a little gas thing on it. You know, a little light shines up, say, hey, you're running out of gas. Well, your attitude is usually those little lights showing up on your little thing. Honey, you about to run out of gas. Says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And many are going to get your butt kicked until you learn to oppose the forces of darkness. And you don't understand what it means to oppose the spirit of darkness. You think you get up there with a little flag and quoting little, you know, doing all this other stuff and, you know, playing witch doctor stuff. That means do the opposite. To oppose something means you do the opposite of what the devil's trying to get you to do. You know, it says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's opposing the spirits of darkness. Don't. Oh, let me tell you what, you'll be overcome with every little evil thing that comes your way. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Unless you decide to overcome that evil thing with some good. And if you don't put good over the devil's evil, life will never get better. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Well, many people have been drowning for a long time because they refuse to allow the Lord to raise anything up on the inside of them. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Anybody been overcome this week? What'd you do about it? It'll get better in the sweet by and by. No, you'll just get used to it. That's usually what happens to people. It'll be all right in time. No, you just get conditioned to it. Whenever evil comes, you need to take the action in God. Amen. God give it and do something about it. Somebody say, overcome every evil with goodness. Do something good. I used to make the devil, I'd say to the devil, boy, I used to love to fight. You know, the devil would do something. I said, you do it, I'm gonna bless somebody. You're not going to stop me. I'm a swing back. And how do you swing back? You swing back with righteousness, and you swing back with goodness. Amen. And you learn to overcome evil with God's goodness. These are the people that God's raising up in the last day. Not people to just take the blows, but people to swing back. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 13. Jesus is coming. You hear me? Rapture's about to take place. I'm so excited about it. Amen?
Amen.
I'm so excited about it. I'm waiting for God's people to get a hold of this thing and start to live like it and start to act like it. It says this in 1 John chapter 2, verse 13. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. So say, I write unto you, young men. Everybody say, young men. This is a very powerful scripture. I like this. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. The Bible says in the last day, God will do a new thing. Somebody say, new, fresh thing. That spirit of Joshua is going to arise. Amen? Somebody say, I'm a part of the Joshua generation. Everybody in here can be a part of the Joshua generation. See, in time past, you know, those old school used to teach, oh, you just endure through the night. Hold on, honey. He'll stop beating you sooner or later. I'm talking about the devil. You just pray through. I'm going through. Ooh, you'll be in heaven sooner or later. Life's not that long. One day you'll have a white robe and you'll have that cabin in the sky. Let the devil do whatever he wants to do. But as long as you hold faithful to the end, it'll be all right in the sweet by and by. Never talk to people to overcome. It's not God's intention. But somebody say, young men. Somebody say, young men. This new thing that God is doing, this new revelation that God's birthed in us, amen, where the earth is groaning to see the manifestation of the sons of God, amen?
Amen.
People that come into the full knowledge of who, what God wants them to be, who they are, and what authority they have. And if you're not walking in it, glory to God, you don't know what you got. Greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's in the world. And most of the places you go, you'll never find out about it. You don't know. There are a lot of people that don't you know? You don't have to be sick.
Amen.
The Bible teaches that you don't have to be sick. Somebody say, thank God. Why? He said, thank God for young people that found out the word. Say, look, we're crazy enough to believe it. The old people just say, it's just written there. Just don't believe it. Amen. They theologize it because they don't believe it. See, if I believe something, I'm going to act on it. Amen. Before you just had to, you know, it's a fairy tale. You know, I hope the story is true. As long as the only thing we really got to believe that he's going to come in the sky one day. But nothing until then. He said, listen, but you young men, this new generation, this new breed, young people that say, listen, God said that we will not be sick, glory to God, that we can be blessed, that we can overcome, that he's coming, that we'll lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. We'll lay hands on the dead, they'll be risen again. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Those are the ones that are going to start to overcome some of the stuff the devil's been doing down through the centuries.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
I
write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. And this is the generation that's going to overcome.
Amen.
That's why it's going to get us out of here. That's my thesis, people. Think about it. I believe there's some believers and some saints out there. Thank God for people that have been teaching the word of God. Brother Price, amen. Brother Hagin, Brother Copeland. People got out there and, you know, not worried about what people said about them, but told the truth anyhow.
Amen.
And the proof is in the pudding. Jesus said, greater works you'll do. Somebody say, greater works.
Greater works.
That's a lot better than most people doing no works at all. Amen?
Amen.
Not only are we supposed to do something, but God's saying greater works. And this greater works generation is going to arise. And I believe some of you in here are going to be a part of it. I am. The greater works generation, this Joshua generation is going to learn who they are in God, learn about what the Holy Ghost is on the inside of them. Amen? They'll be able to do these things. They will overcome the wicked one. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many are ready to overcome?
Amen.
How many are ready to overcome?
Amen.
1 John chapter 4, verse 1. This is end time theology. I'm talking to the overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. My thesis is this, amen, that the body of Christ is going to develop to the point they're going to be a new breed of people. Glory to God. Find out who God is on the inside of them. They're going to start to walk in things that this world has never seen since the days of Jesus. Amen. That New Testament church was a powerful church. I mean, that was so powerful. Somebody said, well, why can't there? God is no respecter of person. They said those apostles, no disciple. One disciple walked around. He had such an anointing on his life that everywhere he walked, you know, he walked and they would put people in the man's shadow. And as they walked under the guy's shadow, they would be healed. Well, that's way back then. You don't know about some of the stuff that's going on today. Somebody's going to catch this revelation and walk up to it. Amen. You know what? Because, you know, a big crowd can't do nothing. But the Bible says, listen, just one of us can put how many to fly?
1,000.
Then two of us can do what?
10,000.
What kind of one of us are they talking about? All we need is one. We don't need to have this whole place filled. We get one with revelation, glory to God. And they get that revelation, glory to God. Overnight, glory to God, 1,000 will be put to fly. One of God's people put 1,000 to fly. See, it don't matter how. See, we're just trying to get one. All I'm looking for this morning is one. I'm getting the revelation myself. Amen. Somebody say, overnight, God can do anything. The first church, listen, the church in the book of Acts, that first service they had, they started out, it had to be about, I know it was over 500 when they started out. Over 500 people in the upper room when they started out. Some of them got tired of singing, probably, left. Some of them got tired of, you know, probably praying. And so the place dwindled down. Amen. The upper room sat 120 people. And in one day, amen, one Holy Ghost-filled servant. God might be dealing with me on this. Amen. Might save myself some money because we were about to get into some commercials and we still might do it, do all these other flyers and banners and all this other stuff, get the name out there. Holy Ghost told me the best advertisement you can get is a testimony of a saint.
Hallelujah.
You know, if somebody's got a testimony, that's a witness.
Amen.
Anybody can have a commercial. McDonald's got a commercial. Amen. Forget that crud. Amen. If you don't got a testimony, don't nobody need to be in here. Go someplace where somebody say, hey, somebody touched my life. Somebody changed me. That's where I want to go. That's what church is all about. See, we're exchanging the brass for gold. That's what God designed.
Amen.
Say, ye shall be my witness. We're making it real easy. We just throw some money here. We just throw some money there. Hallelujah. Praise God. We throw money just about everywhere and wonder why stuff don't come together. Because we're allowing the devil to take over stuff. But God's going to get it back the way it's supposed to be. There's some people going to get full of God, get full of grace, get full of the anointing, say, what happened to you? Get me over there. That church grew from about 120 people to 3,000 in one day because people got full of God.
Amen.
Some say in one day. If he did it then, he can do it today. Who cares? Some say all we need is one. That just one of us can put 1,000 to flight, then two of us. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. This is a powerful revelation because through the years, the devil has crept into the church and deceived the people. He deceived the people by getting them to become afraid of some of the things that God might want to use. Some say, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If anybody want to keep you in bondage, they're going to mess with your mind.
Amen.
They're going to mess with your mind. Oh, don't you ever gone to, you know, seen the Wizard of Oz, you know? Everybody say, he's always talking about the Wizard of Oz. And they said, nobody mess with the wizard. They didn't know he was a little thing. He was fake.
Amen.
But there are a lot of fake things out there, a lot of fake doctrine. That's why you got to know the word for yourself. If you're not willing to get into the Bible for yourself and study, you can't believe everything everybody tells you.
Amen.
That's what you got the Holy Ghost for. You know, people have been deceived for years. There are a million people. A million people are going to be gathering this week. Amen. To hear somebody that can speak for Jesus, supposedly. I'm not going to criticize a bunch of stuff, but it's easy to be deceived. There are a million people gathered there that will worship a statue just like anything else. I mean, they don't worship a statue. They'll pray to Mary. Mary's in heaven rejoicing. But just because everybody's been doing it down through the years, well, it must be right. You got to know God for yourself.
Amen.
And you think that, you know, I'm not criticizing just everything, but every church not right. See, we put our stamp of approval on everything. You got to know the word for yourself.
Right.
You got to get the Holy Ghost in and take the whole truth And their bondages, I mean, the devil just plants seeds, doctrinal bondages and things to hold people that. There are doctrinal bondages in the AG, doctrinal bondages in the Kojic, doctrinal bondages. Everywhere you go, there's a doctrinal bondage. And if you don't know the Holy Ghost, you'll get trapped.
Right. Amen. Amen.
And there's some doctrinal bondages that, you know what, the devil didn't, you know, it wasn't the word that told people that the church won't have power. Because nobody's going to believe the world saying that. He going to get some powerless, amen, preacher, amen, get up there and deceive the people. Notice that when Jesus came, he had all the Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees, had everybody all messed up.
Amen.
Just confused. You just follow me. We'll explain the whole thing to you. Wasn't nobody getting to God, amen. You know, this is a dark age. They said they were the dark ages. I'm going to tell you what, this is a dark age. When people can't see the glory of God, when they can't see the power of God, amen, they're not being who God designed them to be or intended to be and scared to do it because of what somebody else said. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Whereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. So say, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is come in the flesh. Say it again. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is come in the flesh. And I believe that's more than everybody believed that there was a man named Jesus that walked 2,000 years ago. You know, oh, he's just out there, but he better not show up. If he shows up, because I'm going to say Jesus, the anointed one. He's still alive today. He's still alive today. He's still alive today. And that's how he wants to move. That's how he moved in the early church. If he wants to show up, he can show up.
That's right.
So we say, even today.
Even today.
He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
He wants to show up in his church. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
And there are a lot of people that they just hold on to nothing but religion and tradition and a bunch of theologies. We'll see him later on. But everybody that does not believe that Jesus Christ, somebody say Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
is come in the flesh. Well, what flesh? Not only his flesh. Somebody say glory to God. Greater is he that is in you.
Amen. Amen.
In who? Somebody say in these earthen vessels. Somebody say praise God. You're going to find out that God is on the inside of you. Somebody say hallelujah. You're not God, but Jesus Christ. Amen. He, through the power of the Holy Ghost, is abiding on the inside of you. He's not far away. Glory to God. He's on the inside of you, trying to lead you, guide you, teach you, instruct you. He said, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
He said, I'll send you a comforter. There's some revelation here for you to take, and it's going to get you over to the next side.
Amen.
See, that's a deception. That's the deception. People that aren't allowed to believe that God is really alive today, that God speaks to people, that God leads people, that God talks to people. He's not dead. He's alive and he's come even here now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's real strange. He said, and the Lord working with them, confirming his word with signs and wonders. If he did it back then, he'll do it today. That's the best way to let somebody know that God is real. We can talk all we want to. Talk. Yeah, we'll talk and we'll walk out this stuff. But every once in a while, he'll show up. He'll do something. You'll feel him. You'll hear him. You'll sense him. Amen. He's not dead. Somebody say, glory to God. He doesn't love you any less than he loved any of his disciples. They walked with him for 3 years. But every once in a while, he showed up. Somebody say, thank God. How did they know he was alive? The Holy Ghost came. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's the only way the world is. Paul said, I did not come here with enticing words of man's wisdom, but power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's not dead. Here he is. How many of you want him to show up?
Amen.
How many of you want him to show up?
Amen.
How many of you want him to show up? Are you any less worthy? Are you any less worthy? How did he lead the children of Israel out of Egypt and out of bondage? Somebody say, through signs and many wonders and the word of God. He did some stuff. And even in this last age, the Bible tells us in the last days you'll see many signs and wonders. Somebody say hallelujah. The latter rain, the former and the latter rain together, glory to God, is about to manifest. And boy, there's a bunch of wild stuff about to happen. And there are a lot of people going to be let off and led astray because they're ignorant of what God's desire is. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now is already in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome. Somebody say hallelujah. And have overcome them. Don't be afraid, because greater, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah,
is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Somebody say, oh, God's afar off. He said, you, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Some say, the Word.
The Word.
That word logos means God. God came, the logos of God was there. Amen?
Amen?
He and his Word are one. Somebody say, hallelujah. And there are a lot of people that want to put God far off, and then maybe one day when the sky cracks, you'll get to meet him.
Amen.
But you can have fellowship with Jesus Christ today. Amen?
Thank you.
He's not mute. Glory to God. He's not sitting off in the corner somewhere. He wants to talk to you. He wants to walk with you. Amen. He wants to love you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to protect you. And all you got to do is yield to the move of the Spirit of God and develop a devotional life that will allow that to happen.
Amen.
And any spirit that's against the manifestation of the sons of God is the spirit of the Antichrist. Why? Because what does the Antichrist want? The Antichrist wants man to run everything. They don't want, I mean, they just want man, what we think to be in charge and in control of everything. The number of the Antichrist is 666. Y'all ever heard that? Amen? 666.
Amen.
Well, what's the number 6 represent? Man.
Amen.
6 is the number of man.
Amen.
Right? Well, I believe the spirit of the Antichrist is basically this. Somebody say, 666. Man is control of his body, spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
When man tries to flow and all tries to be complete in himself without God, even religiously, amen?
Right.
Amen. Notice that there were 7 stars, amen? 7 stars in his hand, which represent 7 angels, amen?
Amen.
And there were 7 candlesticks, which represent 7 what? Churches, correct? Amen. Notice also that there was, something else came out there in that form of 7 too. The enemy tried to put up there, he wants to have a demonic church. Amen. A church that denies the power of God. Some say a phony thing. If God's not in it, it's not his church. And if God's in it, he's going to be God. If God's in it, we don't have to guess up a new thing. That's what we have the Bible for. You can tell Jesus. If he did it back then, he'll do it today. If he did it in the Old Testament, he'll do it in the New Testament. If he did it in the New Testament, he'll do it today.
Amen.
Bible says, but not only that, he'll do greater things.
Amen. Amen.
There are a lot of people that are afraid. Don't be afraid. How many are you glad you're hearing this morning?
Amen.
This is end time message. I believe this. The rapture is taking place. The rapture is going to happen because God's going to catch away people with this supernatural revelation. Says the enemy won't be able to take place, even there's one scripture that says, until he that holds him back is taken away. So say, he that holds him back,
is
taken away. What is that? Holy Ghost filled, revelation filled, amen. People that won't back down, people that won't give him a place.
Amen.
Until those kind of people are out of the way, the devil can't do anything because you refuse to be overcome.
Amen.
Now, there are some people, even Christian people, that will be overcome. In the book of Revelation, there are some people, and that's how, we got to get into that, that will be overcome. Because they're going to give him authority. Don't you dare give him authority. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's the tribulation. They'll still be saved, but they will be overcome. He said they gave him authority, he will overcome them, and some of them he will kill. Why? Because they taught it's okay. There are a lot of people that die because they think it's okay. There are a lot of people sitting up there suffering and stuff, ain't nothing but the devil, and they think it's an angel or God up there doing it to them. Oh, he's teaching me. Oh, the Lord's teaching me a lesson. Oh, he said, I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. He'll be your teacher. Amen. The Holy Ghost will be your teacher. Your teacher's not cancer. If you want to learn from it, learn from it. But it's not cancer. Amen. Your teacher's not poverty. Amen. That's not your schoolmaster. Not meant. You know what? If that were it, when we sent our kids to school, we wouldn't do anything but terrible things to them and hope they'd learn something. You know, we just go to school and beat them all day and make them sick all day to give them some type of education. That's not how God wants to educate you. He wants to educate you with His Word and with the truth. Hard knocks are not going to teach you nothing. You'll just and we just think that, you know, as soon as you get a hard knock, you'll learn sooner or later. There are some people that never learn. I mean, they never learn. You think, oh, they'll get it sooner or later. Some of them never get it. You will only learn as you're willing to learn and hear the Word of God and start to walk in that revelation. Somebody say, we're getting ready to find out who we are in God and who God is on the inside of us. Somebody say, the kingdom of God is within you. There's some deep stuff. Do I still believe in heaven? Absolutely. Glory to God. Yes. Somebody say, hallelujah. But the kingdom of God. He said, I go. There's some deep stuff in here, people, for some of you. Amen. You take it any way you want to. I go to prepare a place for you. That where I am, you may be also. Now, we can take that several different ways. He was going away to prepare heaven. Was he going away to prepare heaven? No, I believe he was already prepared. He went, amen, he went down to hell and set captives free. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen to me, church. He went down there. Somebody say, prepare a place. See, our hearts were no place before. You know, we were children of the devil before Jesus came and set us free. Jesus came, he died, rose again, but he accomplished some things. Amen. He opened the door to our own heart. You hear what I'm saying? We couldn't abide in the spiritual realm anymore. The only way to get to the spiritual realm is through your spirit. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody say he opened a door.
He opened the door.
He opened a door to the realm of the spirit. And see, there are many people think he went to prepare a place that we'll go later on. Amen. You can go there today.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. He went to prepare. When he washed us and set us free, got us acceptable to God, he gave us new life. That was preparing a place. He developed a place that we could, somebody say, live on the inside. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. He made us whiter than snow. Hallelujah. He took all of our sins away. He gave us power and ability to become new created creatures in Jesus Christ. Somebody say, hallelujah. He said that where I am, you may be also. He said, I'm going to go. I'm going to die and rise again. Amen. That the devil won't have any more power over those people anymore. They don't have to be stained in sin anymore, locked out and dead. Somebody say, glory to God. God's prepared a place for you. Glory to God. And you know, the world doesn't want you to get there. And I'm not just, somebody say, where Jesus is, it's heaven.
Amen.
God's prepared a super, seated with Christ in heavenly places. Somebody say, glory to God. The Bible tells us that we have been seated with Christ in heavenly places. Where is that? Somebody say, on the inside. That where I am, you may be also. I'm just trying to get through this one little verse. That's enough. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Just start to praise God in the spirit. Amen. Some of you should be excited. Say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So there's a secret place I can go. Prepare. He said, I go to prepare a place for me that where I am, you may be also. He said, I'll be in you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I will come to you. We need to go to where God is. Amen. We need to go to where God is, to where Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ is on the inside of you, waiting to lead you, guide you, love you, comfort you. Amen. To walk with you, to help you out of situations. It's not that hard. You don't have to go to Bible school to get it. Amen. You don't have to be in this thing for 20 years. Amen. You just go, you say, Lord, I want you. He said, no, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, I'll come in and I'll sup with him. He'll come on in. And you can have that supernatural. I mean, it could be just the revelation of that thing will change your stuff overnight. The and you're going to start to overcome. People with that revelation, God on the inside consciousness, are those that are going to overcome the wicked one. Be not overcome evil, but get over. Somebody say, God's trying to teach us how. You ever heard people say, get over? Was that big down here? Up on the east? You always trying to get over on somebody. Amen? Amen. You ever heard people say that? You ever heard people say, you always trying to get over, man? Let me tell you what. That's what God's trying to do with you. He's trying to get you over. He's trying to get you over, but you'll only get over from the inside out. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand right where you are? Amen. We want to pray for everyone, that everyone comes into this revelation of who God is on the inside of them and becomes all that God wants them to be. Amen. Father, everybody say, Father,
Father,
we love you,
and
we thank you
for sending Jesus,
your Son.
Oh,
you came
that we might have life,
and life
more abundantly.
You came and died
and
rose again.
And
you gave us
that
resurrection power.
You
overcame death
so
we can overcome everything.
So
Father God,
every
onslaught
of the
enemy,
every
difficulty
in life
or struggle,
we
speak even now
that
we can
and
will
with
you
overcome.
And we speak
right now
to every
evil
force
that
comes against
us
and
the kingdom of God,
and
say,
we
overcome
you
with
the blood of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And
a good testimony.
In Jesus'
name we pray.
Amen.